This week in your parents' basement, we're pointing and clicking our way past angry dogs and ghosts as we play the bizarre Pac-Man 2, The New Adventures, for the Sega Genesis and the Super Nintendo by Namco. I'm Steve Greenwell, and with me is a regular co-host that's taking all of them edible power pellets. It's Todd Brisket.
Today is Lucy's birthday. She loves fresh mountain flowers.
And her other co-host, he hasn't chased ghosts since Vietnam. It's Huell Hauser.
The world's first interactive cartoon concludes with a battle against the Ghost Witch of Nitor to return all the stolen bubblegum to the kids of Pac City.
Oh, my God. I know that's real. You can reach us by email at parentsbasementpodcast@gmail.com and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe to it on iTunes and give us some stars. Also, please support the show by using our Amazon click-through link at www.ypbpodcast.com. Today's game is Pac-Man 2. Released in 1994, Pac-Man 2 is a strange sequel for the classic series. Instead of eating pellets in a maze and evading ghosts, you're instead wandering through a neighborhood, completing menial tasks like getting milk for Pac-Man Jr. I found it to be a pretty awful experience. Todd, why don't we start with you, though? What did you think of this one?
Ooh, this is my first experience with this little gem of a game. It's great. I'd say it's great in concept. Concept, pretty good.
I'd say it's baffling in concept.
Well, great baffling. It's pretty much a point-and-click adventure game, except for you don't even play as Pac-Man. Pac-Man exists in the game by himself.
Right.
You play a godlike entity that has a slingshot.
This is accurate.
Yes.
And your mission is to shoot Pac-Man and various things on the screen with your slingshot to make them fall down or make him go look at something. it's baffling. Like it's weird that the animation and everything seems like it's pretty good. He's a giant orange dot, but you can get all of his facial expressions and understand exactly how he's feeling. That's another big part of it is that an annoying part is that Pac-Man won't do things if he's not in the right mood.
So if he's
the,
sad
the moodiest,
or, yeah,
moodiest if video game character of all time.
If he's sad or angry, he will not listen to these godlike commands.
Yes.
Which is the opposite of true life, where if God is in your life, you feel nothing but joy and happiness.
Yes.
Well, this one, it's kind of like you're less of a god, because if you have true godlike powers, you just take control of Pac-Man and walk him over like, hey,
right,
you know, stop being an idiot and just pick up that bottle.
Like any other game on Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point. This game, if you had control over Pac-Man, if you're playing the first, like, you had the same control as you do in Pac-Man 1 in the arcades, in this game, the game would be about 5 minutes long, because you just walk right there, get the milk, and then come home, and you'd be done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it would be a much better game, though.
They make things extremely tedious.
Yeah.
Just because of the way it's controlled. Mm-hmm. So in the manual here, it tells you, unlike any game you've ever played, in Pac-Man 2, you don't directly control Pac-Man because he has a mind of his own. Instead, you guide and help him with Namco's innovative character guidance interface trademark, and in parentheses, CGI. With CGI, you'll have Pac-Man follow your every direction in no time. There's even a tutorial mode that shows you exactly how to interact with Pac-Man. So that's just a straight-up lie.
Yeah.
He does not follow your every direction in no time
at
all.
Not at all.
Because you can just vaguely suggest directions for him to go, or shoot him and other things with a slingshot, and hope that he does what you want him to do.
Mm-hmm.
This is the gameplay.
Mm-hmm. My most frustrating thing was, I think it was like even the first or second screen, the camera keeps shifting to the left as you're trying to touch something.
Mm-hmm.
And the pointer goes with the camera. So as you're trying to click on something, you can't, because it keeps going with the camera. And it's just bizarre, because as you, I think as Todd mentioned, The animation for this game is actually pretty good. It's pretty bright and colorful and appealing. Yeah. They put some work into this game.
Yeah, they did put a lot of work on the animation side. It's got very large sprites, and you can see exactly what they're doing. Nice and colorful, it pops.
Yeah, yeah, all that stuff's pretty good. Except then there's nothing really to play. You just guide them around, and it's really tedious and boring.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, just good design, but it falls, besides clunkiness, I think the clunkiness comes from this is a point-and-click adventure on a console with a D-pad. So you're moving a cursor around, trying to hit tiny apples in a tree, or trying to hit a mailbox with this slingshot, and you're just hoping you get there before Pac-Man gets angry and won't listen anymore,
mm-hmm.
or gets attacked by a dog or something.
Yeah, a dog or ghost or a cat. I think there are birds that attack you at some point.
So yeah, at some point you're in kind of like the rough part of town, as rough as they could make it in this cartoonish children's game. And there was this comedy of errors that I ran into, where I'm walking to the right, I run into a hot dog stand, and Pac-Man says, "Hey, I'm gonna get a hot dog." So he grabs the hot dog, he's standing there with it. A cat jumps from off screen, grabs the hot dog, runs off screen. Pac-Man dashes after it. I then shoot a trash can where the cat jumps out. The cat then runs in the opposite direction. Pac-Man chases the cat, runs into the hot dog stand. The vendor of the hot dog stand gets angry, starts beating his spatula on the thing, even though I don't know why he needs a spatula for hot dogs. Pac-Man then attempts to get another hot dog. The vendor is still angry and then sprays me with ketchup, which leads to me losing a life and having to start over. So there is a lot of trouble you can get into in this game just by happenstance and just a chain of awful events.
Yeah, it seems like this is a game where they were pitching ideas for a new game at Namco, and they're like, "Hey, I got this idea for this highly animated video game. We got cats, we got hot dogs, and we got people chasing you with spatulas.
We got mountains. We got a hang glider.
Let's get a hang glider later.
Yeah.
Thing is, we don't have a main character. What?
Yeah.
We need to come up with a new mascot to fit this game perfectly. Who do we got? Do we have any ideas on a new mascot? No. Let's just throw Pac-Man in there.
Yeah, let's give him legs and arms, and make him walk around this cartoon world called Pac City.
Listen, the hottest thing in Hollywood right now is repurposing old IP and refreshing it and making it new again.
Of course.
So Namco was just ahead of the game. They did this in 1994. They beat out all of the Inhumans and the...
this is
Defenders.
This is their Tim Burton's Planet of the Apes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I think that's giving them too much credit. This is like, I don't know, the Fantastic Four reboot or something.
This might be more realistic than Tim Burton's Planet of the Apes.
Oh, speaking of realistic, guys, and
please,
we didn't touch on the manual much yet, but how about that cover to this game? It is something else.
It is, I don't know how this would appeal to anyone. The cover.
If you're walking around the store and you saw this cover.
So it's Pac-Man in a hang glider, but with one of the most grotesque caricatures of a face.
Grotesque is a good way to describe it.
It's extremely frightening, the expression on Pac-Man's face.
Gave him huge lips for some reason.
His eyes are bulging. I think that's his tongue. His eyes are bulging, and his mouth is taking up about three quarters of his head as he's careening off a cliff on this hang glider. Legs akimbo.
His little dangly legs.
His little giant shoes and tiny legs. Just you could imagine the blood curdling scream that he's letting out at this point.
It seems
all right. Steve sent a different picture. You're looking at a different one.
No. I sent that one because apparently they realized the error of their ways because that is the European cover.
Oh, okay.
Which is clearly they changed just Pac-Man walking to the edge of a cliff, and it looks like he's about to jump. It's like the before of the Hangman
with a sickening smile on his
face. This is about half a second before the next. The U.S. cover.
Yes.
I never really looked at it until you mentioned it, but this is extremely disturbing.
Yep.
So, yeah, the Genesis version, I think, is the only version in the U.S., I think. But that's
no,
the
there's
version.
No, there was Super Nintendo, I think.
Okay. But that's the cover I'm looking at. On. And, wow. So, like, I just don't know, like, how does that get kids to buy this game? Pac-Man screaming for his life, possibly about to die.
Hey, oh, kids, God. You played Pac-Man in the 80s? Now how about Pac-Man on a hang glider?
Freaking out.
I mean, I don't know why this game would make people want to play Pac-Man anyway.
The complete lack of tie-in between this might be the most a sequel has ever been removed from its original.
Yeah, the reason I say this could have been something reskinned is that it looks like Pac-Man and Inky Blinky, Stinky, and Clyde were just pasted in at the end of the game. Like, they're not even really the bad guys of the game. The bad guys are the dogs and the cats and the birds that kill you, that murder
you. There is
this
mysterious, like, main villain, this ghost witch that I talked about.
Yeah, but that doesn't even come up until, like, the second half of the game. The first half of the game, there's really no bad guy. The bad guy is Pac-Man himself, and he can't walk through the countryside.
Yeah. It's man versus man, and a little bit of man versus nature.
Yeah, so the big bad is this lady called, is her name just called the Evil Witch?
Ghost Witch. The Ghost Witch. Of Mitor.
Ghost Witch of Mitor, and she's the big bad, but she's creating a demon to take over Pac City, a demon made out of old bubble gums, old chewed up bubble gums, and that is the boss fight of the game.
You do see her in cutscenes between like accomplishing these tasks, like getting milk or flowers. Like she goes and like. She has the four pack ghosts gathered in front of her. She kind of yells at them for failing. And then she kind of kills them and makes them like ghosts, but they're already ghosts.
Mm.
So I'm not sure what she's really doing at that point. It's really confusing. And then they appear later anyway in like other levels. So I don't know what she really did to them, like what their punishment could be. If they're already ghosts, it's strange.
Well, they're in limbo right now. They're in purgatory. They're trying to redeem themselves to get out of purgatory.
They have unfinished business on this mortal coil.
Yes, and their business is to collect gum
and destroy Pac-Man's life.
Yeah. Now they have a list in the manual of all of the characters in the game.
Oh, they do. Yes,
they have. Of course, they got Pac-Man, Miss Pac-Man. Mm-hmm. Pac Jr., Pac Baby, Lucy. I don't even know who Lucy is. I didn't get that far.
I needed to interrupt you here. Yeah. So the Pac family, this is the section titled The Pac Family. And everyone Todd has read off is another circular thing with legs, yellow circle thing with legs, except for Lucy, which is a human child.
What?
So I don't know. She's not really part of the family because at some point, if you go left from Pac-Man's house, this is a side-scrolling adventure, by the way, for anyone listening. If you go left from Pac-Man's house, you can enter another house that Lucy seems to live in. So I don't know the relation here. Maybe she's just a family friend. Maybe she's going out with Pac Jr. I don't know. But it's very strange. That was a question that I wrote down, is who is Lucy?
Scarlett Johansson. The Pac family are the only Pac people in this entire game.
Yeah,
like everybody else is a human or like a real animal.
Yeah, that is also true.
Even the Ghost Witch of Nitor is human looking, even though she has blue skin.
Yeah, she's like a witch. Mm-hmm. Yes. Please continue with the list of characters.
Oh, sure. We got Chomp Chomp, the family dog, and that rounds out the good guys of the game.
Yeah, even the dog is a circle with legs and like dog ears.
I think that dog came from the cartoon, the 1980s cartoon.
Oh,
if I'm
was
not
there?
Mistaken.
Chomp Chomp.
For the animals, ghosts, and such section, you got the Ghost Witch of Nitor. Mm-hmm. You got the ghost, Inky Blinky, Pinky, and Clyde. The gum monster, the big bad boss. Mm. Gizmo, the attack cat. I guess that's the one that hunted you down for your hot dog.
Yeah, I think that's still my hot dog.
You have Bull Dog.
Mm.
Cassie, the cow. Velcro. I guess Velcro is the crow.
Perhaps it is.
Well, of course, yeah.
It only makes sense. And then you just got people. The people in the people category, you have George, the crazy car driver. Mm-hmm. Ron, the restaurant owner. Mm-hmm. Farmer Fred. Dottie, the department store clerk. Pablo, the painter. Horace, the hot dog vendor.
Don't like that guy.
Dan and Veronica, two kids from Pac City. Ted and Jed, the crooks. Rick, the ropeway conductor. Nick, the train conductor. Howard, the balloon guy. And Dennis, the door slammer.
Dennis got me a few times. I'll tell you that right now.
How can you even avoid that? So, yeah, here's my experience. My experience playing this game, I did not read the manual first, which I was like, oh, it's Pac-Man. I can figure it out. You just collect the dots.
I've played this before.
Yeah, and I turned it on. I did the little tutorial in the beginning that I figured out I have a slingshot. And then the game started, and Pac-Man just started walking.
Yep.
And he went to the – he went in left. He went left by himself. And I was shooting at stuff, and he was just keeping on walking. And he snuck past a dog. Bulldog, I guess is his name.
Oh, yeah, that must be Bulldog.
And then immediately attacked by a bird. And then this Dennis the door slammer slammed the door in my face, and I died. Like,
yeah, he flattens you against the wall.
This entire time, Pac-Man was walking. I was trying to do stuff, and I just nothing was happening.
Yeah, that's a pretty accurate description.
My slingshot everywhere.
Yeah. That's pretty much it right there. Your mistake there is you should have gone right.
Yeah, I figured that out because the
fatal
first
mistake
quest,
you made.
The first quest is to you must get a bottle of milk for baby Lucy or Pac baby, whoever it is. And I saw as soon as I died, I got hit in the face with the door and died. There's a sign on that building that says milk is right. As
pointing
a milk
right.
And a right arrow. So he started walking right, and I went to the farm. I shot a bale of hay and smothered Farmer Fred.
Yep. You murdered him?
And murdered him.
Stole.
With a bale of hay.
Prevented him from breathing?
I got the bottle off of the fence. The bottle is high on the fence, and I tried to get Pac-Man to reach it, and he couldn't reach it. And I was just shooting around and shot the crow. And the crow swooped down to attack Pac-Man and knock the bottle off. And so we got the bottle. I was able to fill it up with milk, and I got him to walk back home. And I could not get him to go inside the house. I shot the door.
Really?
I made him look at the door. I made him look down, up, all around the door, shot all the windows. He would not go into the house. And so I turned it off, and that's as far as I got.
Wow, I played this a lot longer than you did. Because, if you shoot the door, he just walks in.
He was not walking in.
Yeah, Todd, you lasted longer than I did.
Wow.
I walked left and I walked right and I decided life was too short to play this. No.
Sounds like the game beat you.
Pretty much. Like I tried a couple things. Like I didn't even get to getting the milk from the cow. Like he just got upset when I suggested he like go over to the cow. Then he got a bright idea, and I think he got stung by bees or something. I can't remember now. I don't know. I was not successful playing this game.
Yeah, I can't. I can't argue with you just giving up because it is so terrible. But I seemed to be the only one that accomplished the milk task. And I got to actually get to the hang glider in the mountain, which is the next stage.
Oh, that sounds fun.
That is also increasingly frustrating.
Oh, well, never mind then.
I mean, it's not as, like, confusing. You're just gliding right. But you have to, like, command him to go up. And you also have to shoot ghosts as they come across the screen. It's very nerve-wracking. Because he could either crash into trees or rocks, or ghosts could throw rocks at him.
Well.
So you gotta watch out.
So basically what we're saying is no part of this game is pleasurable.
Oh, no.
Mm.
Yeah. If that's the goal, then...
I gotta give the props. Give the props where it's due. I did enjoy the animations. That's the one thing this game has.
Yeah. Design and animation is very good. And I guess like you said at the top, A for effort, they try to do something different. But if you're going to try to do something different, don't fail at it. That's my advice.
It's weird. There's not just a normal Pac-Man game for the old Super Nintendo or Genesis, I don't think.
Like the maze, like the classic Pac-Man?
Pac-Mania and Pac-3Ds. I think they have a few of those kinds of games.
Just doing a quick check of it now, they had like a Pac-Man puzzle game for the Super Nintendo, which is, I guess, kind of like Tetris or Columns. But I don't know. Maybe they did do one of those like Namco arcade compilations. But I don't know. How about just like a new Pac-Man game with like 50 different mazes in it? I feel like that could have been fun.
Gotta tell you, it sounds like it would sell.
Yeah. Also, when you were reading off the Pac-Man family members, where is Tupac in that list of family members?
Oh God.
You know, he passed away by the time this game came out.
Yeah, we don't like to bring that up. It's a sore subject.
Oh, it's probably a dedication if you beat the game then.
Mm.
All right.
That's why Clyde is wearing a bandana. So did you guys actually play the tutorial to figure out how to play, or did you like skip it and go right into the baby milk mission?
The tutorial is the opening of the game, right? It's the first scene. It teaches you to shoot the power pellets, right? And shoot the house.
Yeah. I'm just curious.
I don't know if can you skip that? I did not.
Yeah, I didn't skip it.
Oh, okay. Just wondering. Where you're just confined to the yard, you shoot different stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, oh hey, you're helping out Pac-Man and do his day to day tasks. Here you go, shoot his house. Oh, I shot his house and his roof thing broke off and now he's super pissed. Excellent.
Like you said, he is a moody little bee. He's like a Tamagotchi.
Yeah.
Those things need constant attention.
The best animation in the game that I saw, at least, is whenever you fill him up full of food, give him some apples, a lot of apples, he starts like smugly squatting, doing this happy squat walk like he's got to take a
minute.
Dump.
Wait a minute. I wish I saw this. I'm going to have to fire up the game again. after this.
Yeah, that's something you need to check out there.
Absolutely.
Happy
squad walk.
Todd, was there anything else you wanted to add about this one?
Let me see. No, we about covered it. My last note was, I could not deliver the milk.
excellent. You had the milk in hand, and it just got warm and curdled.
Just to touch a little bit on the history of the series before we move on, Pac-Man 2 actually wasn't the first weird Pac-Man sequel. There's a perfectly fine puzzle game, Pac-Attack, that came out for 16-bit systems in 1993. I mentioned it quickly just a minute ago. The Pac-Man series has continued in the arcade since the original game came out in 1980. There are 13 games total for the arcade, with Pac-Man Battle Royal coming out in 2011. That was the latest one. Mm. He's also a playable character in the Mario Kart Arcade GP game, which is what got us going down this Pac-Man rabbit hole in the first place.
I think I brought up this weird game when I did research from an email that I received. This crazy Pac-Man 2, The New Adventures.
Mm-hmm.
I just forget what email it was because I've done no research.
You don't keep all of your emails and then in an archived file?
I do, but they're behind like a giant vault door. So it takes a while.
Once he reads them, they're going away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They get archived deep beneath the Earth's surface.
Mm-hmm. Put them in a safe place next to Scooter Butt's grave.
I need to visit that one day.
Huel, was there anything else you wanted to say about the old Pac-Man 2 here?
We didn't really touch on the power pellets, which turned Pac-Man into some bizarre super Pac-Man superhero with a mask and cape.
He flies in the air and he gets ripped.
So on another button, you shoot a power pellet at him, which, similar to the Pac-Man Maze classic game, makes him super Pac-Man. Then he can fight off the ghosts if they come try to attack him. So that's a thing that can happen that no one probably did, because you didn't get far enough to need them.
Well, no, they do in the tutorial. They let you do it.
Yeah, that's true. They do. They do show you that part.
And I did it by accident twice because I got so frustrated, like trying to steer Pac-Man around, that I was like, one of these other buttons has to do something. And then I just kept feeding him power pellets by mistake instead.
Ugh.
It's like this Super Nintendo controller has six buttons on it, and only two of them do anything. So,
and one of them barely does anything.
Yeah.
Which is, hey, look over here.
Yes, one of them points.
Yes.
That's what I love in my games, is the ability to point at things.
One of them is a 1-year-old that can't talk yet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Well, I think we've had our say on Pac-Man 2. But, Todd, I believe you found somebody else who had something to say about
this. I found a reason why this game is the most best game of all time. And you know, we're a little harsh on old Pac-Man 2. He tried. Mm. He gave it a good go, a good attempt, and we didn't enjoy it that much. But I was reading around on the internet, and there's actually a lot of reviews that are, you know, fairly. They say it's fairly decent. Like all the scores say it's between like a 70 and a 90, around there.
What?
And I think it's either people have nostalgia for it or something. It's not people going back in modern times and playing it. It's older ones. Anyway, here's a review from somebody called, that goes by the name Perfecto. It's from Amazon. It's a short one, guys. It's from Amazon. And the title is Pac-Man 2, The New Adventure. Pretty obvious. And their review goes like this. This is another item that my grandson ordered with my permission. Okay. So really do not have a rating for it. He resides at another house, and I'm very sure that he loved it. Five stars.
Five stars.
Wow. That's good.
They're going to give that other top-notch gift giver a run for their money.
Yeah, this
Cheryl Meeps.
Cheryl Meeps. Cheryl a run for the money. This is we're having a good old-fashioned grandma off here.
Good old-fashioned gift off.
Oh, God.
They never told me if they like it, but I'm sure they do. Five stars.
I read a couple other reviews that Perfecto did, and and they follow the same thing. It's like, oh my! I let my grandson buy this one. I haven't seen him play it, but I'm sure he's loving it. Five stars.
Such a weird username for a grandma. Mm. Perfecto.
I feel like we really need to book Cheryl Meeps for the show at some point.
Yeah, we got to track that Amazon account down. There might be an email attached.
Yeah.
We can get through to her. Cheryl.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, we should move along to the email portion of the show. Todd, did you receive any emails this week?
You know what? I did. And they write, "Hey, ya fellas. Say, have you boys seen that new Super Mario Odyssey game that's coming out soon? In that game, Mario can put his hat onto anything and take control of it. What is something you lads would want to take control like that in real life? Please answer before my Wednesday design meeting. Your pal, Johnny Nintendo's."
Oh, Johnny. Always nice to hear from a fan. Yeah, I have seen clips of that there Mario Odyssey. It seems very very fun and unique.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wondered if Mario's hat could go on different things, and now I know the answer.
Mm-hmm. I watched the trailer, and he's putting his hat on a Goomba, and he's walking around as a Goomba. He's putting his hat on a Bullet Bill. He's putting his hat on a dinosaur. He's putting his hat on electricity. Your electricity traveling through power lines.
He puts it on green eggs and ham.
Yeah, green eggs and ham.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have the obvious answer here for me would be I want to put it on a eagle so I can fly high and soar through the skies. But really, I want to put my hat on Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Oh,
because you know he's got it going right now. He's got money, the looks, the style, everything. But what I would do is he has a strict workout regimen, and I don't want to do that. I'm going to lounge around all day, start getting strung out on drugs, do some meth, do some the spike, have a good time with all that money.
The H?
Yeah.
Stop working out, get a huge gut going, like a massive gut, beer belly, and get flabby around the arms. And then take my hat off and watch what happens.
Some bizarre torture fantasy.
So basically you want to ruin The Rock's life.
I want to watch him recover.
Hasn't Baywatch done that enough?
Oh, boy. But then he'll recover again with Fast and Furious 9.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, I would just put my hat on a cat because cats seem like they're pretty cool. Like they don't even like nothing is even expected out of a cat. You can just do whatever you want.
Yeah, you just sit around licking your own anus all day.
Then finally, a cat would actually listen to you.
Yeah, that too.
What a dream. I'd throw my Mario hat on Tana Bandicoot. She could do my every bidding.
Ooh. Oh, that soon to be remastered.
I know.
HD yeah. Tanya.
This is a heavy callback show this week.
They're getting there. They're getting that way.
Well, Huel, did you receive any mails this week?
I did, in fact, receive an email, which I will read right now. Dear Your Parents' Basement, boy, it sure is hot out there. Summer is in full swing. Heat like this makes me think of sitting out on the porch as a kid in Philly, or handing a nice cold drink to a lady that I definitely didn't put anything into, according to the judge. Anyway, to beat the heat, what ice or snow levels do you like playing in video games? Sincerely, Bill C.
Oh, Bill C.
Yeah.
I'm glad he's a free man, able to write into us whenever he wants now.
I don't know what you're implying, but I hope all our listeners are free out there.
I think I may have mentioned this before, but I hate all of those ice and snow levels in various platform video games. Like,
I remember this coming up.
Like, to me, yes, bats are like the consistent enemy in every platform game. To me, the consistent terrain annoying thing is just the snow levels.
Sliding ice, yeah.
Yeah.
That slippery ice, slipping and sliding.
Mm-hmm.
I got three off the top of my head.
Oh.
That have it going on. First of all, let's get this one out of the way, guys. A little area of the world called the Himalayas in a indie joint called DuckTales for the Nintendo.
Oh, yeah. Shocking. Okay.
That's a nice ice and snow level.
That might be the only positive one, and even then that's worse than the other stages in that game.
Can I interrupt for a second? How many DuckTales does Pac-Man 2 The New Adventures get?
Oh, Pac-Man 2 The New Adventures? Approximately 0.1 DuckTale.
Oh, harsh.
Yeah.
Fair.
That's about accurate, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Right, next on my list, it's a good one. It's a good one. You might like it.
Oh.
It's called Cool Cool Mountain. Ooh. For a little indie game called Super Mario 64.
Yeah.
It's one where you have the penguin, you go down the slide, you got all that fun stuff going on.
That is one I wrote down beforehand. It's got all the classics. It's got snow, it's got ice, it's got snowmen, it's got penguins. It's a great snow level.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think top of the list for me, and I think you'll enjoy this one. The best stage in an okay game called Shadows of the Empire. It's the Battle of Hoth, the opening level, flying around in the cruisers, tying up those AT-ATs, or AT-ATs, as they call them in England.
Talk about a callback. Those AT-ATs.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
I will tell you the worst ice level, though.
That was not the question.
Yeah, but it's never going to come up again, so.
Probably not.
Pier Solar, which is a homebrew, like...
The guy that played James Bond?
Yep, Pier Solar, once he finished James Bond. No, it's a... it's like a Sega Genesis RPG from, I think, like 2010 or 2012, something like that.
What?
Yeah, I think it's come up.
Oh, yeah, you've told me this. Like, people still develop Genesis games for some reason.
Yeah, and this was December 14th, 2010. It was like a homebrew RPG game. And it's, you know, the intent is really cool. The game is kind of disappointing. Because it's not a particularly good RPG. It's like, you know, I don't give games DuckTales. I just say out of 10, it's probably like a 4 or a 5. Playable but not good. But it has a mini game which is one of the worst mini games I've ever played. And in the PlayStation 3 port, you have to play it to get a trophy, and it's impossible. Like, there's It's one of the few trophies I've absolutely given up on. Like it's literally like a slip and slide puzzle for 2 minutes and 54 seconds. I'm looking at a YouTube version of it right now. So it's bad. So
it does not sound enjoyable.
Nope. So that is your worst snow and ice level. So
I wrote down Cool Mountain as my real answer. Mm-hmm. But I wrote down that Todd might have thought I was going to say Frappy Snowland from Mario Kart 64.
Mm, yeah. Or Sherbert, whatever that one's called, from 64.
Sherbert Land?
Sherbert Land.
Yeah. So I think it's Frappy Snowland that had one of the... I think the track made at least top three when I did my rundown in episode 41.
Yeah, it's got a tight track.
Your parents' basement. It's an excellent, excellent track.
Ooh.
So yeah, I wrote that one down.
Nice.
So go back and listen to Huel's tracks for Mario Kart 64.
Oh. Well, I received one mail this week.
Okay.
Hi guys, congrats on 200 shows. It feels like you're 150. It feels like your 150th show was just yesterday. It got me thinking, who's a classic video game character you'd like to see have his or her own TV series? It could be an animated thing or dark and gritty. Best wishes, Tom Cruise, the inventor of the hover round.
Oh,
a real celebrity. People love those hover rounds.
Seen those commercials everywhere.
Yep, not the Tom Cruise we had on last week.
Like, no. I couldn't imagine him riding in.
No, a different Tom Cruise.
There's no way we could get him. We could get him 2 weeks in a row.
No, and not to be confused with Tom Cruise, the legendary Australian mailman.
Right. Of course not.
Which is a real thing. So.
Yeah. Anyway. The thing everyone knows about.
Tom Cruise, the entrepreneur here, is probably looking for some hot IP to make into a TV show. But right. So give it to him. What are you guys making into a TV show?
Now the question is what is it going to be a gritty interpretation?
It can be dark and gritty. Like a dark and gritty Pac-Man, that I would watch that. Like Mrs. Pac-Man is yelling at Pac-Man because he won't get the milk.
Right. Exactly.
Well, that actually this game kind of starts out like that, but
that's exactly what this game is.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think they've ever made a TV show about Mario or DuckTales. We could probably do one of those.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, they sound like they're ripe for the picking.
I mean, they could have just continued with the Mario show forever. I'd still keep watching that.
Yeah. They could do a Lou Albano hologram. They got the technology.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go with a game we've covered before. Just came to the top of my mind and make super dark and gritty realistic. Make a nice dark anime out of it with a lot of blood and guts and stuff. Make one about the Guardian Legend for the Nintendo, a game we covered.
Oh.
You got a lady robot. She turns into a spaceship and flies around, and it's pretty awesome.
I feel like there's got to be an anime out there that's that exact premise. Right?
Possibly.
It's gotta be. Sailor Moon. But with a robot.
How about this one? A dark and gritty Izzy's quest for the Olympic rings.
Oh, yes, of course. The year is 2038, and Hitler's clone has come back to shut down the Olympic Games again.
Izzy's been called out of retirement.
Yeah, for one last
Hitler's
job.
Hitler's taken over.
On the 100-year anniversary of Hitler's Olympics, he comes back.
My answer would probably be, peeking at the past games we've done here, it would be tough to do, but Parappa, the rapper. The thing is, like, that's pretty tough. You'd have to create, like, 25 minutes of rapping per week.
Well, he didn't rap constantly. Other times he almost crapped his pants.
That's true.
And there wasn't rapping the entire show.
So it could be
the entire game, I should say.
Half rapping and half crapping is what you're saying.
Oh, the rap crap power hour.
Yeah. I like where your head's at.
Or he can negotiate with a vaguely racist character at the flea market.
Yeah.
There's a lot of options. Tons of options.
Yes. And also, just because the actors are available, and I feel like someone might be able to play an appropriate sound drop about it right now, The Horde, the TV show, would be pretty sweet.
I have established a thriving town in the Shimoto Plains.
Exactly. Kirk Cameron.
Although, you know, old Kirky's got to put a meaningful Christian spin on it. Can't be too dark and gritty.
Well, he's defeating demon things.
Yeah, that's fine. Listen,
for Jesus.
If you cut the check, Kirk Cameron will be there.
I like that.
Yes, he'll get on the plane for Bakersfield tomorrow, and he'll be there.
I mean, raised by a kind herd of wild cows.
I mean, the game was already practically like a movie or a TV set, so they probably still have those sets somewhere, maybe in Kirk Cameron's garage, and then they can just break them out again.
Yeah,
the hand painted.
The thing is,
hand painted rock on the cardboard backgrounds.
The thing is, he doesn't have the costume anymore. He wore it out. He slept in that thing for years afterwards.
I see.
You have to get a new costume, a replacement.
Yeah, that's fine. But if the CGI cost $100 then, it would probably be like $5 now.
Oh, yeah.
Like with that level of CGI.
Break out your Apple II. Mm-hmm. get typing.
Well, Todd, did we receive any requests for help this week?
We did. We got an ask, so let us ask the Sweet Boys. Send in all your asks to parentsbasementpodcast@gmail.com. And I will keep it anonymous unless otherwise requested. And this one, it's not from anonymous. It's from somebody named Kim.
Oh.
And they write, "Are they my friend and do they care about me? I told them, I'm scared, Kim. And they said, why? And I said, I just lost the most important thing to me. Everything I lived for and did is gone now. It was my computer, my everything was on there, and now it's gone. What am I going to do? And they said, are you kidding me? Computer should defiantly not be the most important thing to you."
That's the ask?
Yeah. Are they my friend, and do they care about me?
So wait, this is Kim writing in, but she asked Kim if it was bad?
I guess so. I mean, it says, I told them, I'm scared, Kim. And they said, why?
I'm scared, Kim. Yeah.
So maybe it's
So Kim told them, I'm scared, so Kim.
Maybe Kim has a friend named Kim.
Yeah, okay.
A couple of friends named Kim, because she said, I told them, I'm scared, Kim. Maybe she's talking to the collective Kims.
Or maybe she just signs all her sentences as she says them.
Oh.
I'm scared, comma, Kim. Right?
Huh.
Yeah.
It's a possibility. Are they your friends? I'd say a true friend looks out for another friend. And they're just trying to get your mind off of this material world. They're trying to ease your pain. It's just like, hey, it's not that important. Let it go, man.
Just go with the flow.
Yeah. So what?
I think the computer is important to this person because it's hard to buy canned gravy in bulk at the grocery store. Like, you need Amazon for that. So.
Yeah, you need the delivery. Gotta use Prime to get that gravy.
What?
You need to... Right. It's tough to buy 500 packages of instant mashed potatoes, so
that's why they call it the gravy train. Am I right, fellas?
Mm-hmm.
Amazon.com, it's their slogan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So click through, get that computer back so that you can click through www.yppodcast.com.
You know what? You changed my mind. Computers are very important.
Prime Day is just around the corner.
Ooh, don't want to miss out.
Yeah. So, yeah, go. I don't care if you have to go rob a store, get a computer. Or a smartphone, either one.
Anything you can click through with, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the prime consideration here.
Oh.
Yeah,
he did it. He did it, folks.
Yeah.
He got it. Now I think other Kims.
Oh my god!
I think these other Kims are trying to throw off our Kim. I think the other Kims stole Kim's computer.
Is that R. Kelly's sister?
Sure. Sorry. They sorry, stole guys. Kim's computer, and then they're trying to throw our Kim, our Kim, off of other Kim's scent.
Oh.
Are they trying to throw our Kim into the asylum?
Oh, no. Hit it, Todd.
I was really hoping you would play that for two pack, but you didn't.
Oh god. Do you want to recreate that moment?
No, I feel right. Like we've covered it. Just remember 90 sitcoms were the best.
So wait, who said it was Kim that actually stole it? And throwing him off the scent. Was it Todd?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think you nailed that one.
So Kim, when the other Kims are not looking, go into their house, dig through their stash, get it, you know. And also, you know, take all the drugs they're hiding there too. They owe you.
Oh,
they
okay.
owe you.
Yeah.
Get your old pooter back.
And then click through.
And click through Amazon.
I like it.
Good times. Well, anyways. Todd, was there anything else you wanted to say tonight?
Yeah. Pack Baby is still hungry.
Well, yeah. You and I never got the Pack Baby the milk, so. Cool. Anything else from you?
Recover Junior's instrument, return home, and Pac Junior will jam for you.
All right. On that note, here's a little snifferoo from next week's episode, which comes with a free t-shirt. Not really.
Nice.
And then it's Illusion of Gaia.
Well done.
Ooh, the t-shirt callback.
Yeah. This is just the entirely the callback episode between playing clips from the Horde and
it wasn't bad, yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, a lot of callbacks.
This podcast is like Arrested Development.